Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Joe Diedrichsen of Mariel, talking cattle herd health with Joe right after this. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Friday, December 6th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, or you can go to the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be happening out of their historic Fort Worth Stockyard studio. 8 a.m. Central Time is the start of the video auction this Friday morning. 25,000 head will be offered, including 4,200 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 16,300 weaned calves, and 1,300 calves on cows, 1,600 replacement heifers, bred heifers, and bred cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock, our next auction, Friday, December 6th, 8 a.m. Central Time, 800-422-2117 for info. At Superior Video Livestock, we bring the market to you.
We're talking today with Dr. Joe Diedrichsen, of course, from Mariel, and we're a little bit better shape on our pastures in the Southern Great Plains compared to a year ago and 2 years ago. But still, this is the time of year, no matter what kind of shape your herd's in, no matter what kind of shape all your other factors are, that factor of disease, BRD especially, is lurking as we see these temperatures go up and down and moisture comes in.
Yeah, Ron, it sure is. And the issue that we sometimes forget with BRD, there's multiple agents in there, viruses and bacteria, and they are normal part of cattle. And so when we get into this time, we add so many stresses on these calves. This is when we wean them. We may be castration dehorning associated with that, commingling, shipping. And then right now here in Kansas City, look at the temperatures. You're seeing that down in Oklahoma. You know, we were down to 17 degrees last night, and this weekend we're going to be at 70. All stresses that make BRD an issue.
And really, this is something that producers have really got to stay on top of because it's very costly.
It sure is. And that's why with the advent of the new class of drugs that we've had available the last few years, the macrolides, we're fortunate with Zactran, we have one of those, that they have what the FDA calls a control label. So if you're shipping these cattle and coming in, putting them under that stress, you can give them medication like Zactran, which will give you 10 days activity with a single injection on arrival. So some of these new drugs really give us some opportunity to manage BRD better.
Stay ahead of it, in other words.
Stay ahead of the game, and that's the whole thing. You know, our vaccines are some of the best we've ever had in history right now, and multiple choices of good products, but yet we still see BRD. But you look today, what is it? I think it's 80% of all the cattle fed or fed in feed yards, 25,000 head or above. Is that not stress?
Can be, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, Mariel's got a new product coming through the pipeline, long range. Tell me about it.
This is our first year on the market, so we're finally getting some good clinical data that producers can use. It's got a new technology called Theraphase. The active ingredient's the same as what's in Epernex Boron. But with this, we get an initial level 2.5 times higher than the level we get with the Boron. And with long range, that Theraphase forms a matrix, which as it dissolves, it gives you a second release, so you get a second dose at approximately 100 days after the injection, and which gives you 100 to 150 days activity the whole grazing season.
Talking about a couple of concerns that are always in the conversation when you're talking about the herd health of your mama cow herd or your stocker herd, both parasite control as well as BRD. That's Dr. Joe Diedrichsen with Mariel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 11th annual Herefords in Native America Sale, Saturday, December 7th at the Brooks Cattle Company facility in Marietta, Oklahoma. Held in conjunction with the Oklahoma Hereford Association's annual meeting and dinner, the sale will feature 75 registered lots, featuring 42 registered Hereford bulls and 33 registered Hereford female lots. The sale gets underway at noon on Saturday, December 7th. For more information, contact Eddie Sims at National Cattle Service, 580-492-4590.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.